2 months ago, a 21-year-old Israeli woman called Shiri Nagari boarded the bus in Jerusalem to go to work. At the very next stop, a Palestinian suicide bomber got on and detonated a massive bomb. Shiri was one of his 19 victims. She died on the operating table in hospital. More than 250 Israeli civilians have been killed by suicide bombers since the Palestinian Intifada began 2 years ago. Shiri's family's begun a campaign to keep her memory alive. They don't want her to be just another statistic. Our Middle East correspondent, Ola Guerin, is here. Ola.
For a year, Shiri travelled safely all around South America. Soon after she came back to Israel, she was killed on her own doorstep. A large portrait of her hangs on the living room wall in the family home. Wearing a purple party dress, Shiri smiles out, her long blonde hair loose around her shoulders. Her family accept that Palestinians are suffering too, but they say nothing can justify her death. After she was killed, they found a scratchy recording of a young Shiri singing a song about peace. Sitting beneath her picture, her sister Sharon told me about the talented, happy, trusting young woman who is gone.
It was more than 10 years ago I started to play the guitar, and we used to just gather, and me and my sisters and brothers, and sing together. It said that we should not whisper our wish for peace, but cry it out and sing it loud. Shiri was a little girl. I mean, she wasn't tall, she was very thin, but there was something royal about her. She had a very, very long blonde hair, and she had those shining eyes and a big, really sweet smile. She was beautiful. When I think of her, it's like the symbol of life, and thinking about her as dead person is really unbearable. Thinking of her last moments really drove me crazy. Her last moments alone, her last moments without us. And no one could tell me if she knew what's going on with her, if she knew that she was going to die, if she was afraid or not. And I really can't forgive those who murdered her and didn't even give us the chance to tell her how much we loved her and to hold her hand and made her die alone. I think one of the most difficult moments for me was the moment that it occurred to me that I have to live the rest of my life without listening to her, without talking to her. It's something I don't know how to live through. I knew that I'll give her my bride dress when she'll get married. And I was so curious to see her children. I mean, how would they look like? What would they be like? What husband will you choose? And none of this will happen. I was lucky to have a dream about her, and it was very short, and she was just standing next to me, and I tried to hug her, and then she like vanished. I don't know, I was left like with a cloth and not a person. And even though I woke up, I was so thankful for this little touch of her. All the people that didn't have the chance to meet her won't have the chance to know her, won't have the chance to be inspired by her, not by her pictures, by her personality, by her energy, by her smile. And I don't know, we all lost a very unique girl. We all agree that we don't hate a people, a nation, and we really wish not only peace for us, but also peace for them. We still wish for quiet days.